to get a release, you must release. You get that? In order to get a release from God, you must release your worship to Him. Amen. 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 Withholding nothing. We give ourselves to you, Lord God. We honor you and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for closing one door and opening yet another. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing for us to be able to enter into a new season, new favor, new grace. That's not what you have told us, Lord God, in our old season that we should follow, but what you are telling us right now in this new season. Let us follow your new instructions as we go forward. It's not what we see, but what you say. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Not by faith. But by faith, but not by sight. We honor you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Go ahead and put your hands together for the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Well, Pastor Martin is back in the saddle. I'm still getting my legs kind of used to everything and whatnot. But I'm glad to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. I know I got to tighten some screws up around here. Up in here, but don't worry, I got my wrench out. Amen, amen, amen. But I believe we have a great machine, a great gospel-filled, spirit-filled machine, so that we can rush into 2018 with great favor and blessings. Amen, amen. I just have a couple of announcements for you. On Monday, January the 1st, there will be no praise and worship rehearsal. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. No praise and worship rehearsal on Monday for New Year's Day, but on how many of you know that next weekend, say next weekend. Next weekend. Next weekend, there's no more vacation days left. It's time to get our rumps, in my dad's voice, back to work, all right, for the kingdom. We need to get back to the work of the Lord for next weekend. So the following Monday is praise and worship rehearsal, and the following Sunday is church service. So let's go ahead and get ourselves in order. We seen Mom and them, we laughed, we cried, we hugged one another, we got our, you know, you got your little sip on, whatnot, whatever that may be. Now it's time to get right with the Lord and get back into the things of God. Also on Thursday, January the 4th, which is this week, which will be our Bible study, I definitely would like for you all to come out for that. And then, of course, once again on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday at 10 a.m. is Holy Communion, which starts at 10 a.m. The Snack Shack will be open today. Is that accurate? I hope so. We'll be open today in the Empower Community Center. Also, make sure to stop by for your hot food and cold beverages as well. And without further ado, I know we have a lot of folk out today. It's always inverse for our church. At our church, everybody comes the week after the holidays versus on the holidays. That's just the type of thing that we got going on. So for all of you that are traveling to bowl games, I think Notre Dame is playing against LSU. This particular weekend, while we were at the hotel, we saw a lot of the football players walking around and things like that. We didn't know any of their names, but it was just nice to see them walking around and having some good times and things of that nature. So we know that people are still having fun and festivities. But I hope and pray that for those of you that are out this morning or are watching online or watching this at a later date, that you receive the instructions that's going to go forward in the word today distinctly. Because there are still some people, not only in our congregation, but around the city and the world, that still have 2016 and 2017 ways that meant them no good, and they're still carrying their old selves into a new season, and they're going to still have old problems following themselves into a new season. So if you want to be blessed and you want to be smiling and all this other type of stuff and have prosperity and wealth, health, and finances and have a prosperous mind, you have to follow instructions or you're going to repeat the same problems over and over again. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You don't apply for no job, you're not going to get a new job. You don't be friendly to one another, no one's going to be friendly to you. It's not going to change just because you're consistent. And trust me, if you're consistent and doing the old thing, you're going to get consistent results. Amen, amen. We'd like to welcome you to Divine Truth Christian Center, where God wants your dreams and visions realized. Those are all the announcements that I have for this particular morning, of course, as well. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get our seeds in our hand for giving. For those of you that are watching online, your tithe is still and your offering is still important, even though you're not in attendance. Amen. Just because you're not here doesn't mean that you're not supposed to give. Make sure that you give online. Many of you do that anyway, but those of you that are not in attendance this morning, I got my finger out, and I would say, you better do right by God. You better kick off the new year right. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for these offerings that you are about to receive, Heavenly Father, whether they be 30, some 60, even 100-fold. Bless those that are still yet on their way and those that are watching this morning online or even a later date, Lord God. Help them to get and put you first, Heavenly Father. Let us go into the new season with new vigor, new vitalization, Lord God, and let our minds be focused on you in this new season. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. All right, let's give.
Come, let us worship, let us sing hallelujah to the King. Every nation, one accord, praise his name forevermore. Oh, oh, oh. Said, let us worship. Worship, lift your voice to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Every nation on one accord, praise his name forevermore. Everybody say, oh. Now we're gonna give him the highest praise. Said hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name. Everybody say, come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We praise your name.
Let's take it up. Whoa. Said
hallelujah.
Let's take it up.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, singers. Hallelujah. Let us worship. Let us praise his holy name. Amen. Amen. Once again, we'd like to welcome you to the sanctuary this wonderful and beautiful Sunday morning. I'm so glad that we've had just a teeny tiny bit of December weather, but with no clouds. So it's cold with no clouds. So it's been some beautiful weather the last couple of days. Y'all make sure that you dress warmly next week. We're supposed to take another dip. Remember, when I put my hand up on your hip, you dip, we dip, but that's, I'm talking about the weather here. So the weather's supposed to dip into the 50s next week, which is like freezing for us Florida folk. Oh my goodness, you should have seen everybody out there yesterday. I saw Uggs, I saw boots with the fur. I saw, and I'm talking about the men here. We just so ridiculous when it comes to stuff like that, but you know, hopefully everybody, I'm okay with it being cold outside. It's the wind that gets me. It's that breeze within the shade. Because see, Florida, our weather is different in that you could be baking in the sun at the same time you could be freezing. If you're in the sun, you're like, you're smoking hot. But as soon as you get into that shade, it drops like almost 50 degrees up under the shade. And so that's why when you're inside of your car, it feels like you got to roll the windows down. But then you got to roll. Well, never mind. I'll just be here all of my life. All right. So, you know, like I said, this has been definitely a relaxing week for me. I also had some challenges as well because my aunt passed away. Sister Yolanda kind of pointed out to me, reminded me of that I preached a message and included her with it. The message was called "Where Is My Golden Chain?" or "The Golden Chain." Talk about the golden chain of redemption. All things work together for those that love the Lord. And it was just so funny that I was just talking about her just a couple of weeks ago about how you never know how little things can make such an impact in people's life. Or one small act of kindness can follow them for many, many years as well. So to you, Joyce Martin, even though you're no longer in your body and in that house any longer, I salute you and the memory that you have for our family. And I don't know when the funeral is going to be. We're probably next weekend. And so already my calendar for 2018 is just off, up and running with chaplaincy and a whole bunch of other things and things around the community. So I hope you guys can get ready and bat down the hatches because it's going to be a great 2018. Amen. Amen. See, one of the things about me that I've learned over the years is that I try as hard as I can to really do what God says. And that also includes not going by what you see, but by what God has said. If I didn't go by what God has said, I wouldn't even have made it this far. And so if that was a little small little advice before I give a rush of wisdom this morning, I hope and pray that you take heed to those words. Amen. Amen. This morning's scripture is going to come from out of Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And it says, "Hear, my children, the instructions of a father." Amen. "And give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live.'" You see the honor of a father and a natural father right there. And so I'm speaking to you this morning as a spiritual father. Here's the key verse right here in verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. God in his word illustrates wisdom in the feminine, not the masculine. So it says right here, do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting in 2018, get understanding. Amen. Amen. The title of this morning's message is, "In All You're Getting, Get Understanding." Subtitle, 2018 Ready. I don't see no photo up there at all, but we'll get it together. I could preach without a photo. And all you're getting, get understanding, 2018 ready. In this morning's scripture, there was a father being Solomon, or King Solomon himself, speaking to his son, natural son, about things or things pertaining to wisdom. And when a father's in the presence of his children, he wants to do a couple of things. He wants to profess his love. He wants to provide for them. And he wants to protect them. Sometimes when you can't protect with your physical body any longer as you get older, you can't just go out and beat up everybody at the children's school when somebody's doing, you have to use wisdom instead, which is just as potent and will last just as long. So I have a nice little song for you that some of you might sing tonight, or you probably don't even know the words to it, but you've heard it on CNN's Dropping of the Ball, and it goes as follows. It says, should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and all laying sign? That's A-U-L-D for all the people in the neighborhood. All laying sign. Usually people who are doing that are in a festive mood, but in all actuality, Auld Lang Syne is a Scottish poem written by Robert Burns, and it's as old as the year 1788. It is well known in many countries, especially in the Western world, with its traditional use of bidding farewell to the old year at the stroke of midnight. Soon as midnight hits, you see, jump around, jump up and get down, jump, jump. Everybody has the beer in the hand and all this other stuff like that. But all things be forgot, all that. You see it all on the cartoons. I think you all know that version a little bit better than the one that I saw. But this particular tradition, much like watch night service, how many of y'all heard of that? A watch night service, which it's a tradition, just like watch night service. And in watch night service actually celebrates the emancipation of slaves in early American history, which denotes a turn for the better or out of the darkness to some and into the light for others. Amen. Some people get the greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, and they start baking that at midnight tonight because it's a tradition. It's a tradition. People do it, and I don't see anything wrong with it, just as long as you don't think that it brings any good luck with it, because it doesn't. So as a result, many singing this song will be in a drunken stupor or as high as a kite or a drone, which I was flying this particular weekend as one of my Christmas gifts. You'd be high as a kite or a drone with friends or family partying like it's 1999 or 2099 for all my millennials out there, if y'all live long. Carrying the same destructive habits, you knew I was going to give a twist, and tendencies that hindered their growth and development like times past. That's the truth of the matter. But I pray that there will be others who will know God and will move according to his goodwill and pleasure. For these people, it will be a time of reflection over lessons learned and new exciting strategies for the upcoming year. In other words, creative, innovative ways to apply God's word. You see what I did there? God's words of ancient wisdom that is timeless in nature, ready to stimulate our minds and our spirits and our bodies for real change. Not only should it be a time to promote real change, but to sustain existing momentum into a new season. So let me give you another piece of truth to this. I don't know why y'all look at that screen. Look at me, because they ain't nothing going to happen on the screen. All right. But yeah, we want you to be 2018 ready. So real change is something that this season denotes. How many of y'all have heard of New Year's resolution? Don't make any. Don't make any New Year's resolutions. Why? Because if you think that you're just going to pop and do something at the stroke of midnight tonight and it's just going to take off just because you say so, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You have to be intent on doing so. So as a side note, the new biblical year has already started as of September with Yom Kippur. So hopefully you are already making moves, getting ready to shake something spiritually, mentally, and physically. I hope you're doing that already. But just in case you haven't, or you missed that calendar invite, or that text message, or that email, I want to share some practical wisdom that will help you chart out and navigate the new year here in this nation. Remember, as I said earlier in the title, in all you're getting, get understanding. I hope and pray that you will be 2018 ready. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, it says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. So the two key words right here are instructions and attention. Instructions and attention. You could hear, but if you don't apply, then the instructions weren't followed. When you're in a complex, deep, and dark situation, it is very important that you follow distinct instructions so that you can get out of the situation, even if the situation is going to cause you some pain. If you got yourself into a complex situation, then you need to follow sometimes complex or maybe even simple instructions to get out of that situation. But you have to follow them nevertheless. That is, if you want true change. Verse 2 says, for I give you good doctrine. Good doctrine is sound word. It's not things that are always pleasing to the ears or things that are popular on and Facebook memes or things that are posted. No, it's more than that. Good sound doctrine is parallel with the scriptures. So you use the scriptures as your foundational point for your life, not just man's wisdom. Because how many of you know sometimes your friend's advice has gotten you to a whole world of trouble? And they are nowhere around to bail you out. I told you to bust a window out of his car, but I didn't think you were going to do it. We were just singing a song together. That's not good advice. That's bail money that you just lost. So, for I give you good doctrine, do not forsake my law. It's just instructions. The Bible says if you don't can't follow instructions, or fool hates instructions. So it's foolish to hate God's word and not to follow instructions. Matter of fact, the Message translation says a person who can't follow instructions is stupid. I don't want to be stupid in 2018, even though I've made some stupid mistakes in the past. So when I was my father's son, tender, and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Simply put, honor your mother and father, and your days on this earth will be long. That's in one particular aspect in the natural sense. But in the spiritual sense, as long as the man or woman of God is preaching God's word or teaching under the auspices of the Holy Spirit, then those words have just as much weight, if not even more. Especially after you leave your mother and father's house and now you're grown. They parented you up until 18 or 21 or whatever particular age it is. But then after you've left their nest, who's going to parent or father you from that point on? Oftentimes, we don't even talk to our parents after we leave church. And I'm talking about God as our parent. But you need to make sure that you call on God and call on the Father regularly. So God, as a result, sent his only begotten son, Jesus, into this earth realm so that we can all communicate with him, and also putting leaders in place so that we could communicate with them according to God's word so that we could follow those instructions. So the word is saying right here is that from a very young age, King Solomon was listening to the words of his father David and began to apply them to his own life, and he became a great man of stature. But then, as you notice, when it comes to King Solomon, in the latter part of his years, when he departed from the instructions that his father gave, and as far as the spiritual father, God, Jehovah God, gave, then he began to have destruction lead into his own life and began to follow other idols. See, it's one thing to start off following what somebody has told you, but it's another thing to finish what somebody has told you. You can't just follow instructions for 2 weeks and be like, okay, I got it. No. For the human mind, it takes over 8 times to repeat instructions inside of our minds before we actually get it. And 21 days before it becomes a habit. So you can't just be like, I'm going to be cool and not complain. You want a challenge for 2018? How about a no complaint challenge? A no complaint challenge. Don't complain about stuff that you do not want to change. Don't post about anything that you're not trying to rearrange in your life completely. Just be quiet and just say, I'm not going to change. Don't complain. So verse 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. I always wonder why God put wisdom in the nature of or a feminine nature to it. Now, we all know that not every man is wise and not every woman is wise. But for some reason, he allowed for this particular feminine aspect to come out from out of his word into our ears, meaning that it should be gentle. It should be nurturing. It's something that you can take, but you can kind of ignore it because it's not forceful. It's like advice. I have always said this phrase many times, that there's two ways that you can get the point. A brick or a feather. A brick is like you learning something by experience. In other words, you got to go through all the pain, the struggle, the bankruptcy, going through all these different types of things, going through the divorce, going through different types of situations with at your job or in the legal system. Then you get the point versus advice, which is like a feather. It's supposed to soften the landing of your consequences. You see that? So in regards of the feminine aspect, when you look at a woman, it's nurturing, not always raising a loud voice, can lead by example, gentle, but still yet powerful, not fragile, but delicate. If you can understand that revelation, then you're going to have a great 2018. So let me share with you a little bit of rush of wisdom. And the reason why I like this subtitle and all you're getting, get understanding, is because when you get stuff, some of y'all have prayed for a new house. When you get a new house, then you need to have wisdom behind the house that you got to maintain that thing, or else it's going to break down. That's number one. You get a new boo or new spouse in 2018 or whatever it is, you need to have understanding for that particular person, whether it's love languages, acts of gifts after service. You need to understand their love language so that you can have a prosperous relationship even when things don't go so well. Yeah. See, we always want to be okay. We understand things when we're out by ourselves, but then when we get into a relationship, there has to be some understanding there. All right. After 20 years, I know what I'm talking about. So there has to be understanding. So let me give you one particular rush of wisdom. You see, you can preach, pray, or be professional for years. Be faithful to your spouse for decades. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. This is just for those of you that are leaders in this particular place or watching online. You could be there for folk, give money, be the best parent, be biblical, no scandals, no slander, and be as sincere as a butterfly on a tulip. And there will still be someone that does not like you and will try to put skeletons in your closet. Be encouraged and be delivered from the opinions of people in 2018. Don't try to do things on behalf of other folk that are not even caring about what you got going on. Be delivered from the opinions of other people. If you can't write it down, just listen to the video instead. Number two, you need to be around someone who loves you, but is not impressed with your gifts, talents, or abilities. That way, when they speak into your life, you know it's for your own good and not biased. Amen. So if you get close to me, I love you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. Don't send me a friend request if you don't want me to get into your inbox, get into your business. You might as well just follow me, but don't interact with me, because I'm going to be a man of God behind the scenes and in front of the scenes as well. So if you are blessed and highly favored, and then blank, 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 blessed and highly favored, blank, 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 I'm going to be like, you can't be a cussing Christian. Come on now. If you cuss, just cuss offline and just say God's working. You know why? Because it ruins your witness. Amen. All right. Okay. You thought that it was only supposed to be me that's supposed to have a high standard. No. When you call yourself a Christian, a true Christian, then you have to meet the same standard, which is God's standard, not mine. Amen. That is, if you want 2018 to be all that in the bag of chips. Number three, strive to live what you preach or post. I alluded to this earlier. Once again, don't cuss in one post or curse in one post and post scriptures in another. Say nothing, write nothing, and do not let your emotions get in the way of God's blessing for your life. Amen. Amen. This is wisdom. You can take it or leave it. It's gentle. It's supposed to nurture you. I've applied it to my own life, and there are results that are tangible, and you can see them in my own life, but I want this to be permeated through your lives. Number four, if you want others to follow you, then you must demonstrate that you know how to be led by others. Amen. If No one's, if you call yourself a leader and everybody, and you say, I'm a leader, but there's no one that's following you, and the only thing that you're doing is taking a walk. You have to have somebody behind you. That shows that you have great leadership. Other than that, we're just independent mercenaries. We're just for hire to do a job. But then once we disappear, there's a little bit of an impact, but it's not lasting. Amen. Next up, someone say number four. I got 12 for you. Then I'm going to be out of your way. And then once again, next week, I'm going to be hitting hard with the word of God. The word has already been preached this morning. Number four, if you want others, once again, to follow you repeating, you must demonstrate that you know how to be led by others. And then number five, the most damaging sin to a Christian is ambition. Oh, Lord, let me help you with this one right here. You see, ambition will have you place a church next to another one. Ambition will make you go into debt because you're trying to naturally keep up with a ministry that has been blessed by God supernaturally. Ambition will make you put out flyers at the same time, posts at the same time, and events at the same time as your quote-unquote competitor versus your kingdom partner. Ambition will keep you from complimenting those that you're competing with. You won't say nothing on their wall unless there's something that's going wrong. Ambition had Lucifer fall quick from heaven. If it pulled down an archangel that was once perfect in the eyes of God, it will surely do the same to you. So you have to be humble going into 2018. You can have drive. You can have passion. But ambition means that you'll step on and step through anyone in order to get a goal. But that is not God's way of doing things. God says if you humble yourself, then you will be exalted. But if you have pride, you will always fall and fail. And then number six, be careful of people who only deal with folk on their level. They only see peers, but not potential. You got that? I'm going to say it again. Be careful of people who only deal with other individuals that are on their level. They only see peers, but not potential. If you want to be better going forward into the new year, you always want to find an expert in something that you're doing and submit yourself to it. You want a good marriage, you have to be around married folk. Not somebody who's getting ready to be married. I'm talking about somebody who's withstood the test of time, the good times and the bad times. I can't have people who are on their honeymoon counseling me about my marriage. Because the honeymoon phase is going to be over. That's the two quickest things in the marriage, the honeymoon and the wedding night. One lasts a week, one lasts for a night, but the marriage lasts a lifetime if you follow instructions. Y'all still with me? We'd like to welcome you, Divine True Christians, and with God, what's your dreams and visions and realize. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1 through 6 says this, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand. This is the context of the feminine aspect of God. God is neither male nor female. He's nurturing and he's father. He's mothering and father, but he's not a mother or a father in the human sense. He encompasses all of those things. So don't look at it as a form of sex on our human level. That the feminism and chauvinism has gotten a lot of people in a lot of trouble with their marriages, with the presidents. It's gotten a lot of people in a lot of trouble. But God is above the Me Too movement. It's beyond that. So I don't want you to look at it from a carnal level. I want you to look at it from a spiritual level. Once again, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand at the top of a high hill besides the way where the paths meet. In other words, a path of destruction and a path of righteousness or a path of prosperity. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city. Notice how there's no war in her mouth. She's at places that are non-confrontational. You can either take it or leave it. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entry of the doors of those particular opportunities or closed doors or things that were once tragedies. And it says in verse 4, to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. Son meaning not in the masculine, but talking about mankind. Verse 5, it says, oh, you simple ones, understand prudence, being modest. And you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. If you want 2018 and to be 2018 ready, you have to do what we said in the old church. You have to get rid of stinking thinking. You can't take an old neighborhood, dog-eat-dog mindset into 2018 and expect God to bless that mess. It won't work. It'll work for a little while, but it won't work. If everybody followed the advice of Oprah, she wouldn't have a show anymore. So people always have advice shows because people don't follow good advice until they get into bad trouble. You know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I got something for you. Most of us would like to put a post on social media saying, I'm cutting some folk off in 2018. I want to help you with that because that may be true for you and you may need to do that. But I also want to say maybe you need to cut yourself off in 2018. What do I mean by that? We need to circumcise our flesh. Paul said, I die daily. So if you want to cut something in 2018, cut that bad behavior that has gotten you into a whole bunch of trouble in the last couple of years of 2018. And it's not with everybody else. You have to start with yourself first. Trust me, you won't be able to cut any of those bad influences off until you get rid of the desire inside of yourself that is attracted to those same bad influences. Because most of us are attracted to people in our lives because based on something that is on the inside of us. Our relationships are an inward reflection of who we are. So if you want to see who you really are, look at who you're connected to. All right. I am so glad to be back. Welcome, 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 welcome to the sanctuary. Verse 6, repeating, listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. If you want right thinking, you have to do or understand the scripture in a righteous manner. That means that the righteousness of God is not going to make your life perfect. He is perfect, so he'll cover over the blank spots that you have. It helps you work it out. Scripture says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That part means, hey, I'm going to work with, I'm going to wrestle with God until I iron out these rough areas in my life because I want the years to be smooth, not just 2018 only. Did you know that you could have a good 2018 even though all hell could break loose? Because it's not all about what happens, it's how you respond. I've had some good years where all hell broke loose. And I used to say, God, I pray for a better year next year. But I had to repent. I said, God, I had a good year this year because all the hell could have killed this particular individual. But I made it through anyway. I became stronger, better, and wiser as a result of those particular challenges that I made it through. So if you've been sailing on Easy Street, maybe 2018 is your year for all hell to break loose to see how you're going to respond. So that your 2019 will be very good. Now, I'm not just trying to put out doom and gloom, but everybody's going to experience different things as the years go by. No matter what, you should rejoice God when it's a good time and you get a ring on your finger and he said, will you marry me? Or even if it's a bad time and he says, I don't want to be with you no more. Here go the kids. I'm going to drop them off every other weekend. No matter what, you should rejoice and love God regardless. Because he could take that same situation and put somebody in your life that deserves you and you deserve the other individual. And sometimes you're by yourself because God wants to protect the other individual from you. Yeah. The other person's been praying for somebody to come into their lives too. And they can't have somebody that's going to tear them to pieces because they're still dwelling on the past. I'm just trying to help you. Okay, moving right along. I didn't go. All right. Number 7. Somebody say number 7. Remember, you are in the body of Christ. And since you are the body of Christ, you have to remember that the Word of God is not an appendix. You missed it. What is an appendix? It's that thing that sometimes ruptures that could kill you if you don't pay attention to it. In other words, don't think that it's not needed in order to live because you don't recognize its worth or purpose. That's a word right there. Because some people be like, what's an appendix? Everybody has one, and you can remove it. Just because the doctors don't know what it is, God put it in there for a reason. The scientists will say, well, during our evolutionary transition from a fish to a man, all this other stuff, that appendix is a leftover from another era. No. Just say you don't know. Just say you don't know. You could get a bunch of peers together, have peer review research, and all of y'all still don't know. But just because you don't know doesn't mean that God doesn't know. So just because the word of God may not seem like it jumps out at you, because here, let me help you with this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't go from church to church, or ministry to ministry, conference to conference, looking for an experience, an emotional experience. An emotional experience does not denote that something great is going to happen in your life. Sometimes there will not be an emotional experience attached to what God has said. It could be as bland as possible coming out of the word, but it will affect your life in ways that you cannot even imagine if you would apply it. Amen. His words, number 8. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases in knowledge increases sorrow. This comes from out of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 18 in the New King James Version. That verse basically means this. As you get older, you should start saying less and start observing more. You need to be able to take in and observe your surroundings, not always be quick off at the mouth at everything, because sometimes we speak first and then think later, and not realizing that we've blackballed ourselves with some of the things that we've said or written online. Young people, old people, everybody alike, we're in a different era now. If everybody's following Donald Trump's tweets, then somebody's following yours too. And you could be writing yourself out of a job opportunity just based on what you say. It doesn't matter if you only think that you got some people on your friends list, friend snitch. And if you got more than 2 friends in your friends list, then the rest of them are acquaintances. So be careful what you put out there, all right? All right, that's advice. You don't have to take it, but don't say that I didn't tell you. So he who increases in knowledge increases sorrow. So what does Solomon mean by that? Well, what that means is that knowledge is not the same thing as wisdom. Knowledge is what all of us are inundated every time we get online and start reading a bunch of articles on Facebook, on social media, inside of the news. That's a whole bunch of knowledge. In other words, we awoke, but we're really asleep. The reason why you can't, or Google does not make you an expert, is because it's a whole bunch of information, but Google does not tell you the wisdom behind it. It gives you facts, but not formidable principles that you can apply to your life. You want to look up Auld Lang Syne? You can find that up on Wikipedia, but it takes wisdom on how to take that particular phrase and weave it into a message so it can benefit people. You see that? So as you go around the internet and you search for all this information, make sure that you can eat the meat and spit out the bones. Don't go to the internet every time you get sick, because the internet will have you dying 7 times over. You'd be like, oh my goodness, if you have hair, you're dying tomorrow. So you have to go to somebody who has the wisdom to be able to look at that information and put it in its proper context. Amen. Number 9, sometimes people are afraid to love again, to trust again, and to live again because of what they went through. I don't know if that's you or if that's somebody that you're dealing with, but I want you to declare today that this time will be different. Don't just proceed with caution. Proceed with love and compassion. You got that? Amen. Somebody that is in your life right now is an answer to your prayer. You just need to hang. And then another piece, a part two to number 8. I know I went to 9, but I'm going back to number 8. Remember, the more that you know does not always lead to a better life. or a closer relationship with God. You can see that with all these people that read all these memes and all this information on being woke and all that stuff, but you know what I saw? See, with people that have all this information about God and spirituality and all this new age stuff, they're always self-employed. They don't work anywhere for anyone. They typically have a record. They're not a productive person to society, but they got all this information. In other words, they got a whole bunch of facts, but they can't translate that into tangible success. Amen. Don't become an enemy of the church just because you don't understand all of what the church has done. I just put that in. But we woke, though. No, you actually sleep. So while there is corrupt knowledge, there is righteous knowledge, or the wisdom of God that focuses on the things that are above and not on things that are earthly or carnal. You know what a carnal thing is? Even though the ratings are starting to go down now, but maybe in 2018, don't try to DVR all of the episodes of Love and Hip Hop New York. Don't try to DVR all of the things from Empire, because you know as you watch that stuff more and more, you'll start trying that stuff at the house. And then when it backfires on you, there won't be a person in blacks trying to break y'all up. No. It'll be the police this time. So please don't get into what I would call scripted reality. Scripted reality, where they make you think that it's real, but it's actually partially real. But they get the people to gin up and start getting all emotional about things, but it's actually just to get rating. You don't need that in your life. Need to stay low key about some of the drama that's going on right now. Amen. All right. All right. Number 10. Let me go ahead and skip on to Florida. Number 10. The reason some people sever beneficial relationships is because they know you were right all along, but pride won't allow them to rebuild the bridge that they have burned. Forgive them anyway and keep it moving. That was my statement for about 4 years in a row. You don't have to say, aha, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. I was right all around. Or, see, I told you so, spirit. People know when you're right. But a mature person does not shake or gloat in front of somebody. A mature person just continues on as normal. And when that person repents, if they do, they'll come back and say, you were right. Or they'll try to study. They won't say that. They won't say, I'm sorry. They'll just show up again. And that's their way of saying, I'm sorry. But if you're that type of person that likes to show up and doesn't say the words, I'm sorry, you need to work on it. Amen. I haven't talked to anybody for the last 2 weeks. So if this is hitting home to you, just apply it and just keep it moving. Just do like this. Keep it moving. Next up, number 11. Never take the bait when dealing with passive-aggressive people who indirectly post on social media or any other platform. The best response is no response. Silence can't be misquoted. If you don't say nothing at all, they can't accuse you of anything. You just look and be like, I know that person's throwing shade all the way from Pine Hills to my house, but I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to say anything. Because some people are cool with you until you don't do what they tell you. Or they're cool with you until you don't do what they say that you should be doing. Happens all the time. I got another, this is what I call a bonus. Remember I said this before, I'll say it again. If you are confiding in someone outside of your pastor, outside of Lady Martin, make sure that person is an expert in the area that you're trying to restructure or get better. Okay? Don't confess to people who are lower than you and always asking you for advice. They don't have nothing to say. They're asking you for advice. You can't do that. Because if they're in the pit below you, how are they going to pull you up? So don't confess to someone that's lower to you. Don't confess to somebody who's your peer. They're on the same level as you are. If both of you all are in the pit and you're both looking up, how is the person next to you going to get you out of that situation? The only thing that you're doing with each other is venting. And venting doesn't change anything. You just get it all out. Y'all rub y'all tears. And, or with the ladies, y'all hug each other, be like, oh my goodness. And with the fellas, y'all go out and drink yourself to oblivion or whatever it is. Or you play sports or watch NFL football, marathon, whatever it is from 1970. It doesn't matter. It's still on the same level. You share what's going on, but you don't take that person's advice unless that person is above and not in the same situation that you're in, but they understand the pit that you're in because they've been through something. Amen. Sometimes, even if there's a person that's successful, if they haven't gone through anything, you shouldn't ask them either. Amen. When I talk to a general of the faith, I want to see some battle scars. I want to talk to the old dusty general that's in the corner that looks like he's been ravaged by time, but still got 4 stars on his calling. Because I know that they've been through something and they're at that point for a reason. So if you want to go into 2018, look at somebody who has some battle scars that have healed, not open wounds. Open wounds can infect you too. You get that? They going through a divorce same time you going through, and y'all trying to confide in each other and all this other. Do you once look up to them? No, sister, I got to talk to somebody who's been through one and has recovered and found a new boo. Yeah, and they have a fruitful relationship. Don't delay signing those papers if God told you to do so. That's not for everybody in here. That's only for who it applies to. And if it applies to you, then you need to do so. All right. But God, I thought God said don't advocate divorce. Yeah. Under certain circumstances, you'll know the circumstances if you read the scripture about those circumstances. Amen. Y'all all right? Amen. I'm just getting started. You have no idea what I'm going to preach next week, but it's just going to come just as strong because I want to push you all into all that God has. And then number 12, it takes maturity to not retaliate towards those who deserve it. Oh, Lord have mercy. It takes a lot of maturity. I give you a prime example. Prime example. There was somebody, but we have some neighbors in our particular neighborhood. I won't say who they are. But we have these particular neighbors that like to portray themselves as if they are the Joneses. Y'all know who the Joneses are, right? They're like the Griswolds. They have the newest. If you get a new car, they get a new car. If you get some landscaping done, they get a brand new pool. Run themselves all that down. They're like, oh. So we are imparted to this particular neighbors with these and with these particular individuals, and their kids know our kids. So we have to constantly tell our kids, hey kids, you don't need to be like that because that's materialistic. It's not about all those things. Because these individuals come to the house and be like, look at my new shoes. Everybody has a neighborhood kid that does that. So I said, you don't need to follow that. You just need to love God, love people, and stay in your own lane. Well, I got my son one of these presents that's very sought after. And we were on our way out, and these kids like to open up their doors and put all their toys out so that my sons can see them. And I won't let my sons compete with them. Not at all, because I was like, we're not even into that particular thing. But the devil got in my mind just for a split second. And I said, reach into your bag and pull out that nice little blank, and just show it up in the window just like that, and then put it right back down. But the Holy Spirit, my wife said, don't do that, Andre. I said, yes, ma'am, I won't do that. Wisdom is the principal thing, and it came in the form of a female. But you do not need to retaliate towards people who do certain things. You know why? Because you're not on their same level. Amen. Often the ones who seem hard need firm but gentle care, and the ones who seem gentle need hard motivation. Missed that. You missed it. Often the ones who seem hard need firm but gentle care, and the ones who seem gentle need hard motivation. This is the passive aggressive mentality. Most of the time, when somebody is really hard and aggressive towards you, they don't need fire with fire, because fire being fought with fire makes everything go up in the flame. You get that? So if somebody has a very boisterous or very, very aggressive personality, you have to use gentle words. Likewise, if somebody is very gentle and meek and mild, they're some of the most hard-headed people you could ever even believe. Oh, my goodness. So with them, you got to give them a little bit more motivation. Amen. So you apply that wherever you want to apply that towards. In other words, I'm saying that you need to have balance. Now, as I conclude, come on. I'm just sharing some wisdom with you. This is stuff that I applied to my own life. It has worked. And sometimes, here's the other thing too. Sometimes people only think advice works if you got money in your pocket. That's not the end all be all to everything. You got some rich fools that are out there. How many of y'all know that? Yeah, you know that. I think that's a lesson for all of us, that money does not mean everything. Amen. You could be a rich fool. So James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Or in other words, upbraideth basically means he's not going to feel like, hey, you asking too much. Okay. And it shall be given to him or her. So if you know that you've been, simply put, make it plain, if you know that you've been making a whole bunch of mistakes recently, come on, everybody focus, ain't nothing on the screen. If you know that you've been making a whole bunch of mistakes lately, like multiple mistakes in your marriage, in your life, in your finances, whatever it may be, you need to make sure that you ask God on how to fix that situation. Or go to God and find out in his word what way or what type of scripture needs to be applied to that specific situation. If you don't know what scripture to look for, just ask somebody who's learned in the scriptures. Ask myself or ask another saint that's in the congregation, like Sister Jacqueline or any other individuals that know the word distinctly, and they can say, okay, here's the verse that you need to use to apply it to your life that will help you out of this situation. It may be the hard way, but it'll work in the long run. That's what you need. It's not about emotionalism, because I could have put service tonight at 10 p.m. and preached all the way up until midnight and it'd be like, Happy New Year! But I see, even from today, that there's some people who's still carrying 2017 mentality. And I didn't want people to be fooled by that. And I didn't want you to be fooled by that. I'd rather give you the word so you could think about it throughout the day and throughout next week so that you can have a good 2018. Amen. So I have some declarations for you, and then I'm going to get out of your way. And these are the four areas that our church focuses on from its inception. Number one, faith. In 2018, make sure, people of God, that you put the Lord first and have faith and obedience. Faith, we walk by faith and not by sight, and obedience. You got to do what God has told you to do, what he's already told you all to do. Don't hide in the church and not change. Okay. Remember that partial obedience is full disobedience. Don't do things out of religion or fear or being scared of what God is going to do or how he's going to punish you. That's the wrong motivation. You want to do things and be obedient to God because you love him. You love those that you listen to. For family, make sure that you live godly before your family. Very important. When you fall short, you cuss a little bit because they done took your roast out of the oven before time. And you paid $25 for that roast. And you don't got all that money like that because you know good and well that I have school shopping I got to do next month. Okay. If that is you, just admit it. Say, baby, I'm sorry. Mama's working on it. Daddy's working on it. And move on with a goal to get right with God. Be a living example. You are the Bible that your children first see. You are the Bible that your husband or wife first sees if they are not developed in the things of God. In regards to finances, make sure you give God what he is due. Whether it be a tithe or offering, do it for God and for the kingdom. Not only is a blessing waiting for you, but others in the community and beyond. And many of you have been doing that. You've seen your finances really take off. You've been able to get jobs. It's been very easy. But don't let that be a bubble. When things get better, know that God doesn't want you to just have good finances only and a chaotic life in other areas. He wants you to have good finances and have peace in other areas in your life. Because there's nothing more detrimental in your mind than, man, I got all this money, but my household is still in chaos. Bills are paid, and I'm getting beat over the head by the devil. No, you have to have both. And God will help rebuke the devourer as regards to your finances, but he also will rebuke the devourer when it comes to other evil spirits that are trying to enter into your household and create chaos. Remember, the goal of your household is for it to be the Garden of Eden, not Satan's dominion. Number three, finances. I talked about that already. Remember that your finances are for God and not for a specific person. It's for the kingdom. Once again, not only a blessing is waiting for you, but others in the community and beyond. And then last but not least, worship. Make 2018 the year, and I'm going to be deliberate on this myself as the pastor of this local assembly. Make 2018 the year that you press further into God in regards to worship, prayer, and praise. It is very important for you all to develop a better prayer life. Little prayer, little power. Some prayer, some power. Much prayer, much power. You can't depend on Sister Jacqueline's prayers only for your life. She doesn't know what's going on in your household. She just prays as God gives it to her. And sometimes she might touch on a couple of things, but some of y'all got that big giant seal in the spirit to where nobody could penetrate what's going on to your household in the spirit. You have to penetrate that. Sometimes God will hide some things from a prophet on purpose. You got that? So that during no morning prayer, it may not always reach you, but you know good and well what's going on in your own household. So you need to pray more and worry less. That's my motto. I could worry about who's here and not here, how much I have or don't have. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to pray more about it. Because you should pray about things that are out of your control. Amen. Are y'all all right? All right, come on, stand to your feet. I'm done. I think I spoiled y'all last week with that 30-minute message. By the time I get there, he'll be done. Nope, come on time. You'll be able to get the full word, all right? All right, amen. Our hearts, minds, and clear. All right, if you don't get it, look at the video. Hopefully it'll be restructured and posted up today so that you can review it and apply it to your life. I don't know about you, but I believe that 2018 is going to be a good year. Good year. Some of y'all are going to have to sign some things in order to release yourself. Amen. And others of you, before you sign something, you need to have a second thought, because God never told you to do that in the first place. You see how I was even-handed with that? Amen. You better follow God or you're going to be in trouble. Either way. Personally, just as a side note, like I said, my aunt passed away, and I had a little moment yesterday. I was fishing. Some of y'all might have seen like a little graphic of me fishing, but I had a little moment. Usually when I mourn, first time when I hear the news, it just kind of just sinks in, and I really don't say anything. Usually when news or a death in the family kind of hits me the day after. So if I, may have not responded to something like the day after, then hopefully you understand. So I finally got a chance to get it out on social media and things like that. But I would admonish each and every one of you that if there's somebody that has made an impact in your life, make sure that you give them their roses while they're living, before they pass away. Amen. You never know when they'll be gone from this particular earth. But also as a Christian, when somebody does pass away, if you know that they love the Lord, even with all the imperfections, you shouldn't act as if you're not going to see them again. Amen. I have my period of mourning, but I'm not going to dwell on that, because sometimes mourning can turn into grieving, which turns into sin. And then you're worshiping the person's memory versus God. Don't do that. Okay? Amen. All right. That's all I got for now. I'm out of time, but not out of message. So I hope and pray that each and every one of you had a wonderful break, wonderful holidays. School is still out for, Lord have mercy. The children are still here next week, so I'm trying to make myself work through it. I have my children. Oh, Lord. Father, help our children, help our parents now until our kids go back to school. Give them strength, oh God, for one more week, because they act even worse after they get all the toys that they wanted. Give them strength right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And for those of you that don't have any children left, I'm praying a special anointing on your womb right now that God will have you be fruitful and multiply. Y'all are laughing, but look at that little baby in the back. Raise up your hand, Sister Lisa. I gave Al a warning a little while ago. I said, you know you're going to have another one. He's looking at me like, Hey, baby. Hi, Josiah. How you doing? See, that's a prophet's reward back there.